Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to episode 406 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
There will be links with more information available on the show page today, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. I kind of mush-mouthed that intro, but good enough.
Enunciation is bad for you.
Yeah, this is not part of a series for a change. I'm just sort of circling around to drill down on and other corporate speak things.
Let's not drill down on the poor critters.
Right. We are talking about sperm whales.
Yes.
Who are, they got this really boxy head.
Yeah.
And they're fairly big.
Mm-hmm.
Males get to, on average, of 16 meters, which is about 52 feet. Mm-hmm. There are unconfirmed reports of them getting up to 80 feet long, but unconfirmed reports.
Right. Some sailors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish was this big. Yeah,
females get about 11 meters long and around 36 feet, considerably smaller than the males.
I'm surprised, actually.
They have a funny nose.
Good summary. Yes.
It's part of their vocal apparatus. Mm. And, you know, the sperm whale has an unfortunate name.
Yes.
It's because they were named by, these bits were named by sailors.
Mm-hmm.
And they did actually mistake the spermaceti oil for actual.
Really?
Love juice.
Nice. Okay. You're kidding. Okay.
All right. So their nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the left one, is the one that connects to the blowhole.
Okay.
On only the left side of the head.
Weird. Okay.
On the left and towards the front. S shape to the blowhole.
Oh.
So when it does a spout, it's kind of a fan that sprays out to one side.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Of spray.
Mm-hmm.
The right nostril does not come to the blowhole directly. It goes into the distal sac.
Oh, that's where it goes.
Okay. Just sort of a bag at the front of the nose.
Weird.
And the air passes through the phonic lips.
Ooh.
Or the sailors call them monkey lips.
Well, that's better. Yeah.
They're kind of like vocal cords, and they're making the poppy, clicky noises that sperm whales make.
Oh, okay.
When the blowhole is closed,
mm-hmm.
they can actually make the noise into the distal sac, and then that air will go back through the left nostril and back into the lungs.
Oh.
So they can keep circulating that air and making their pops and clicks. For the ridiculously long time they spend down there. Make this more fun, the noise that it makes way up at the front of his head
mm-hmm.
goes back through the spermaceti organ.
Aha.
And the junk.
Well, wait a minute.
Again, sailors named these.
The junk. This is what.
The junk is kind of a several fluid-filled sacs. They are filled with the spermaceti oil.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to be partially to focus the noise and partly to protect them from their habit of ramming things. I mean, you know, males do it. The whales do it to each other for fun.
Educated bees. Well, sperm whales.
Then they got this barrel-like cavity filled with the oil, more this sort of waxy, oily stuff.
Okay.
Towards the back of this huge head is a concave bit of bone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a parabolic dish.
Hey, okay.
And there's another organ on the top of that that's designed to keep it a consistent acoustic reflector.
Okay.
Despite the depth or the orientation of the whale,
mm-hmm.
it's going to echo off the back of the skull consistently.
Okay.
And again, it seems like it's hypothesized anyway that they can change the shape of their spermaceti organ and the junk to focus the to focus the sound differently.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
All right. So it's super loud.
Okay.
Yes. It's enough to make you wonder why so loud.
Well, absolutely.
And there's this theory that's been floating around for a while that maybe it's used as a weapon.
Heck yeah.
But there have been some experiments that cast doubt, which we talked about on Monday. Our sponsors today include opera singers, broken wine glasses, and cleaning it up.
Okay, yes. I followed it. It makes sense. It's a literary freaking poem.
No, I can see how, like, as a co-host, like, the host is still doing his shtick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moment or two to not think about anything.
I do that the whole
least of all
time.
What the host is saying.
Right.
Okay. This is just a one-off because I want to revisit something we hit in our last spiel, our last series.
Yeah, yeah, whales.
Yes, specifically the sperm whale and whether or not they use their voice as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
They are hugely loud, 230 dB.
Ba-ba.
According to one comment I read today, that's about 170 decibels in air. Because they're doing it through the water.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. It was a comment in a thread. Who's this guy?
He could be some professor of auditory something or other. Or he's just, that guy.
I keep running into these stories about divers getting hurt or even killed by the voices of the sperm whales.
Mm-hmm.
But I also run into one source here that says that there are no documented cases of any divers ever getting killed by a sperm whale's voice.
Right, just a good story or something.
Yeah, but I keep running into these stories.
My uncle's cousin, twice removed. Yeah.
But just because it's not documented doesn't mean it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that whole breaking a wine glass with your voice?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was undocumented until 2005.
But
when it was finally filmed by Mythbusters.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just to see if it was possible, yeah.
Now, actually, earlier, Ella Fitzgerald, a singer, had broken a wine glass by singing through a speaker.
Oh, okay.
You know, amplifier and speaker.
Was it a commercial for the speaker and or?
No, I don't actually know.
Anyways.
But the Mythbusters were doing this, and it actually did happen.
Oh.
A singer named James Vendero, Vendera.
Okay.
He managed to do it with his voice alone.
Really? No amplification?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. According to him, and a couple of videos I linked to by him about this, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com, most opera singers get to about 85 decibels.
Okay.
To break the wine glass, you need around 105.
Okay.
He personally can get to 120.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, because 150 is enough to blow out your eardrum.
does he wear earplugs when he's singing?
I think that would make it worse.
Hey, right? It's trapped in my head.
But anyway, I want to draw our attention to earlier in the show when they were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It took me forever to get some backup to this, but good old Roger Schwenke, who is an honorary Mythbuster, was brought on to test this particular myth. And they kept using bigger and bigger speakers and a louder note.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is to hit the note that the glass resonates at anyway.
Right, right.
But the glass, even though it resonated, you could clearly see it vibrating, especially on the high-speed camera footage.
I was about to ask, yeah, okay.
But it wasn't breaking until one of them thought, hey, you know, the human mouth has a shape.
Yeah.
So just for the heck of it, they put a board in front of the speaker with about a 2-inch hole in it.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And at which point, the glass broke.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Focusing the weapon. Yeah.
It was actually, I remember seeing the footage. They didn't even get to turn it up all the way. Let's try this.
That worked really well.
And then they all sang the note through a microphone, playing around with it.
Everybody's breaking the glass. I want to try. Yeah, okay.
Don't try this at home, by the way. The guy who really did it without any amplification, he got known for it and did several shows. Unfortunately, in one of them when he did this, he's only 4 to 6 inches away from the glass.
Whoa.
A piece of the shattering glass got in his throat.
In his throat, in his moneymaker, so to speak.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he's got some vocal paralysis and some pain lingering from this issue.
Wow.
Still a singer. Yay for him.
I prefer to stay on the ground. Like the whole get back on the horse thing. Yeah, it's high up there.
I prefer not to ride a horse.
Well, they're mean looking.
All right. So I want to come back to the sperm whales.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study done where they took some of the noises that the sperm whales make and played them in a pool of water with some of their prey animals present, various fish and squid.
Oh, okay.
And they played it at an appropriate volume, and it did not affect the prey animals.
So, right, this is a bunch of crap, they think, right?
Yes. My issues. They didn't play every sound or every frequency. They stuck to the ultrasonic frequencies.
Okay.
Secondly, the sperm whale's head has all sorts of focusing mechanisms, which we will have been going to have talked about.
Wait a minute, it is Monday.
Yeah. So just like they needed a board with a hole in it to imitate a human's mouth, they really kind of need some sort of something.
They need a big fat head.
Imitate a sperm whale's head.
Yes.
So, I mean, just because I disagree with their findings, it's still not evidence for them using a weapon. It just means I don't buy this evidence against it.
Yeah, they could have, done a better job.
I mean, yay, I put speakers in the water.
Right? That's what I said. Yes.
Sperm whales are deep divers.
Yes, I've heard this.
Yes, they dive down very deep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what that means? Okay. Thank God for you.
Their usual dive time is around 45 minutes.
Oof.
And they get down to somewhere between 300 to 800 meters.
That's a heck day. Yeah, that's a hell of a trip.
That's around 1,000 to 2,000 feet.
Thank you.
For us poor Americans.
Yes. Meters? What's a meter?
Deeper dives go down to a couple of kilometers, or about a mile and a quarter. And occasionally they'll dive as far down as, just shy of 2 miles.
Wow. I mean, okay.
And those dives can last for over an hour.
I mean, are they that desperate to scratch their belly? Are they trying to go down here and find a good rock?
They are apparently feeding while they're down there, mostly on squid, but also fish. Occasional shark, you know.
Well, why not, you know?
Yeah. As long as I'm down here. So, this question of whether or not they use their voice as a weapon.
Yes.
A study was done where they found three sperm whales and tagged their noses with little microphones.
Is that a good idea?
To track what they were doing with their voices as they hunted. And that included seeing if they could pick up echoes from the sperm whale's voice to see what they are trying to look at.
Okay.
With their sonar.
Yeah.
It only worked on the one whale. It was a juvenile, about 9 meters long. Huh. And it made the loudest noises when furthest away from the prey.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, they actually detected, with our dinky little microphone, prey items from 144 meters.
Okay.
And that's with our dinky microphone. And other animals we've done this with various dolphins, who are nice enough to hunt at the surface so we can tell.
Thank you.
They've seen that the dolphins can detect these signals from anywhere from 2 to 5 times further away than our dinky little microphones.
Okay.
Which puts the range of their long-distance sonar at about 500 meters, or a third of a mile. So they don't seem to actually use the voice to stun the prey. At least we don't have any recordings of anybody doing this.
Right.
They just are trying to find dinner.
Where are you?
Because their average dive length is between 300 and 800 meters, and they can detect it from around 500 meters. So even before they go diving... What's in the fridge?
Right. I don't know. I had a sandwich last week.
Anyway, that's quite enough of that.
Yeah.
So we're going to come up and start a new series next time.
On something. Okay.
See you then.
Bye.